10 o'clock, so we will call the meeting of the Board of Minerals and Environment to order for this February 17, 2022 meeting. Secretary, call the roll, please.
England?
Here.
Greenfield?
Here.
Carpen?
Here.
Langeth?
Here.
Morris?
Here.
Peterson?
Here.
Sheets?
Here.
And Haig?
Here. Quorum is present. I'd like to begin by welcoming everyone participating in today's meeting or listening online. This meeting is streaming live on SD.net, a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. For the benefit of our online listeners, I request that all participants identify themselves when speaking during the meeting. Participants should also remember to unmute their microphones only when speaking. The meeting is being recorded, and the audio will be made available online following the meeting. To find the audio recording online, do a web search for South Dakota Boards and Commissions Portal, follow the link, and select the name of the board. Okay, the first item of business today is the approval of minutes from December 16, 2021. Any of the board members have any questions or amendments concerning the minutes of December 16th? Hearing no corrections or additions, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Carpen moves to approve the minutes as presented.
Motion by Carpen, is there a second?
Second by Greenfield.
Who?
It moved and seconded for approval of the minutes. Any further discussion? Secretary, call the roll, approval of the minutes.
Can I ask who seconded that motion, please?
Greenfield.
Okay.
Carpen and Greenfield.
Okay, I'll call the roll. England?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Carpen?
Aye.
Langeth?
Aye.
Morris?
Here.
Peterson?
Aye.
Sheets?
Aye.
And Haig?
Aye. Motion carries. The minutes of December 16th are approved. Next order of business, the mining issues, is the consent calendar. Mr. Klein, are you there?
Mr. Chairman, I am present and here to answer any questions the board members have.
Okay. Any questions on the consent calendar by the board or any matter that anyone requests to be treated separately by separate motion? Either one of those, I'll hear from you at this time.
Chairman, hey.
Yes.
Is this Darrell England?
Yes.
Oscar England, go ahead. Tom, when I go down to the McLaughlin Gold, is license number 83-5 in Cuddington County. Are those two separate parcels of land of 2.5 acres each?
Clyde, can you answer that question?
Are we talking about the legal location?
Yeah, the legal location. It looks to me, you know, I'm trying to follow it.
Let me do the quick math on that.
It looks like it's, from what I can tell, it looks like there's two parcels of land that are 2.5 acres each, and they're not attached to each other. Not that that's a big thing, but I've been following that parcel of land up there, like right on the west side of the interstate in just north of Highway 212. And it's an old gravel area for the rest of the board members. It's an old gravel area that's actively being used, but it's also just a lot of different piles of black dirt here and so forth and so on. So it just looks like a mine, a bomb went off. And so I've been looking at that area as I go up and down the interstate.
correct. They're dissolved. This Mike Waddell transferred that reclamation liability. This fall, he spent a lot of time and money on regrading and resloping that area and so forth. And essentially, we'll inspect it this spring and then potentially in a year and a half, but on vegetation, or if they develop the land, then we'll release it officially. But right now, it's just a transfer.
Okay. Yeah, I have seen some activity there where they have folks that have done some work on it. I don't have any further questions, Chairman Hagan.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Hagan. Thanks for the information, the clarity on that. Any further questions regarding the matters set forth on the consent calendar? Hearing none, Secretary will call a roll on approval of the consent calendar.
We need a motion, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah. England would be a good idea. Motion by England. Is there a second?
I like it.
Moved and seconded to approve the consent calendar. Any further discussion? Hearing none, Secretary call the roll on approval of the consent calendar.
England?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Carpin?
Aye.
Langeth?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Sheets?
Aye.
And Haig?
Aye. Motion carries. The consent calendar is approved. Next item of business is the transfer of exploration notice of intent, EXNI-399, from Kelly Anderberg to Victor Utek. Roberta, are you there to address this?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Vic Utek has requested a transfer of exploration notice of intent number 399 from Kelly Anderberg. The general location of the operation is along Whitewood Creek, about 3 miles northeast of Deadwood. Under SDCL 456C53, any exploration notice of intent can be transferred from one operator to another, with the successor operator assuming all reclamation liability. We received the transfer application on April 20th of 2021. After additional information was received, we were able to determine the application was complete on January 9th, 2022. We prepared our recommendation on January 10th, 2022, and we provided that recommendation to transfer the permit to Mr. Utek, and he had that published in the Black Hills Pioneer on January 17th, 2022, and we received the affidavit of publication on February 1st, 2022. Under SDCL 456C53, the board cannot deny an exploration notice of intent transfer unless the operation is not or cannot be brought into compliance with all applicable federal, state, or local laws, or the successor operator is in violation of state mining laws or mine permit conditions for any exploration or mining operation in the state. The current exploration notice of intent and Victor Utek are in compliance with all federal, state, and local laws and regulations. Mr. Utek did submit a certification of applicant form and disclosed no violations. Our recommendation is to transfer exploration notice of intent number 399 from Kelly Anderberg to Victor Utek, release CD number 523-800-20 from Black Hills Federal Credit Union in the amount of $2,500, and accept replacement CD number 300-009-1863 from Bank West Incorporated in the amount of $2,500.
Any questions for Ms. Hudson regarding the transfer?
Chairman Hagan, Bob Morris.
Go ahead, Mr. Morris.
Is the $2,500 is surety. What's that surety for?
So this exploration notice of intent allows for digging pits, and so that's what it's for the disturbance allowed under the exploration. Victor Utek and Kelly Anderberg, she held this initially, but he has been also helping out with this all along. They have been working on actually cleaning up the site, so right now that $2,500 may actually be too much. I know we went and inspected it last fall, and they had done quite a bit of cleanup. There's no more equipment on site, and the pits have been backfilled, and the ponds that were on site have also been covered. But we weren't able to actually get across Whitewood Creek in order to do a real close-up good inspection. That's just what we were able to see from across the other side. But that $2,500 is for disturbance currently allowed under that EX&I.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I was thinking that on an exploration, the reclamation bond was always a $20,000 statewide surety.
No, it can be that, and a lot of the bigger companies do that, but where you have smaller operations, it can be less. It only covers what's necessary to can perform the reclamation needed at a site. So a lot of our bigger operations automatically go to that $20,000 because that $20,000 is going to be exceeded in the bond calculation. But for this site, $2,500 is sufficient.
Okay, great. Thank you, Roberta. Any further questions for Ms. Hudson regarding the transfer? Hudson, it seems to me that from what you're saying, it sounds like this is, instead of pursuing activity for exploration, it's more now kind of reclaiming, cleaning that up.
Mr. Utek has expressed an interest in possibly maintaining the EX&I. He's cleaning up what was done previously by Mr. McKinney, who operated the site before, but he has expressed an interest in maintaining the EX&I so that him and his family can go down and have some fun on occasion and look for gold without having to worry about violating any state laws.
Okay. But there's no drilling or other anticipated operation at this time?
No, this EX&I is for bulk sampling, so it would be just digging.
Okay. All right, any further questions for Ms. Hudson? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve the transfer of exploration notice of intent EXNI 399 from Kelly Anderberg to Victor Utek. Morris moves. Motion by Morris, is there a second?
Peterson, second.
Moved by Morris, second by Peterson to approve the transfer, which I assume will also include the releases of the with Black Hills Federal Credit Union and the replacement by Bankwest as part of that motion. So, further discussion? Hearing none, Secretary, call the roll.
England?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Harpin?
Aye.
Langeth?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Sheets?
Aye. Hey. Aye. Motion carries. Transfer is approved. All right. The next item of business is the annual update of post-closure financial assurance for Homestead Mining Company. Permits 332 and 456. Mr. Holm.
Yes. In the May 18th, 2006 order regarding the post-closure financial assurance for mine permit numbers 332 and 456, it states the financial assurance shall be automatically extended for periods of 1 year. At the time of each annual extension, the face value of the financial insurance shall be adjusted to the bonding schedule set by the board in 2006 and updated in 2012 and 2018. For 2021, the face value of the surety bond that serves as a post-closure financial assurance is required to be $61,271,809. This is an increase in $59,607,847 surety, which was submitted last year. For the increase, Homestake submitted rider surety bond number 82336310, Federal Insurance Company, which increases the amount to the new face value. Federal Insurance is licensed in South Dakota and is on the U.S. Department of Treasury list of approved surety companies. Ratings for the company from AM Best, Standard & Poor's, Moody's, and Fitch's are superior, very strong, high quality, very high credit, respectively. All the outlooks for these companies are stable. As part of the May 18, 2006 conditions approved by the board, the department is required to do reviews of Homestake's post-closure bond beginning in 2012 and every 5 years thereafter in order to recalculate and update the bond. The department will begin its next five-year review this spring with a revised post-closure bond anticipated for board approval before the end of this year or early 2023. Our recommendation is to accept the rider to surety bond number 82336310, Federal Insurance Company, to increase the post-closure financial assurance amount to $61,271,809.
Thank you, Eric. Questions from the board for Eric on the bond increase?
Mr. Chairman, this is John Sheets.
Mr. Sheets, go ahead.
Good morning, Eric. Would you just review for the board exactly what the bond is covering currently?
Basically, for Homestake, it's covering water treatment activities, post-closure care and maintenance of the areas that were released from reclamation liability. That's probably the two main things that covers.
So, just for clarity, the majority of the bond is for water treatment, would you say?
That's correct.
So tagging onto that, so for the areas, area 332, or permit 332, 456, which were the permitted numbers, liability does not include the Grizzly Gulch tailings impoundment, correct?
That's correct.
How do you feel about that in terms of the liability that exists there and the fact that it is unbonded?
We went through this a couple years ago. We cannot at this time bond them because it was not part of the mine permit area. We went through our attorney and everything, and there's just no way we can bond that right now.
How do you say right now, permanently? There's no way.
Pretty much, unless somebody goes in and takes over the facility and covers it under a new mine permit. Other than that, there's no way we can bond it.
Yeah, I understand. And I raised this before, simply because that is a liability, not in the state itself overall, in terms of surface water, water quality, and also potential impacts to deadwood. All right, I just want to make the board aware of that, that is a giant outlier that significantly should be on everybody's radar.
Right, Mr. Sheets, I appreciate that and the information to the board. Sure does present a concern. Guess I'm not sure how we address it at this juncture. Maybe it's something we'd have to look at again to see. That's the currently the legal opinion. We continue on that. 6310, increasing the post-insurance closure financial assurance amount to $61,271,809 from the current $59,607,847. Is there a motion?
Cartman moves to approve motion as presented.
Motion moved by Cartman to approve. Is there a second?
Keats will second.
Moved and seconded to approve the increase in the bond. Further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, Secretary call a roll on approval of the increase in bond.
England?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Carpin?
Aye.
Morse?
Aye.
Langeth?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Sheets?
Aye.
And Hay?
Aye. Motion carries. The increase in the bond is approved. The next order of business is the public comment period in accordance with SDCL 1-25-1. This is the time where the public is invited to make any comments concerning the business of the board. And I will open up opportunity for that comment or discussion at this point. Anybody wish to comment?
Chairman Hague, no one called in requesting the dial-in information for this meeting.
All right. Anybody present in peer that has any comment?
No. There's no one here but Bobby and I.
All right. Well, you two are free to comment if you'd like. All right, hearing none, then we'll move on, close the comment period. Discuss the next meeting. Brenda, what do you see?
Eric, are you still on the phone? I believe Eric might have...
Yes, I am.
Okay, there you are. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was on mute. We did our five-year review of the lack of post-closure bond. And we recalculated that, and that's ready for present to the board. And then also, last couple of days, Wharf wants to exchange a couple of their surety bonds, so that'll be on there too. So, is there any thing that you're familiar with that would need to would require an in-person meeting?
We could do this over the phone if we had to. I would have a short presentation for that, but I can just print those out and put those in the board packet. So.
Well, so it looks like we certainly have some business to take care of for the March meeting, and then we can discuss whether or not there's anything that comes up that needs to be an in-person, or we can do a phone meeting again.
Mr. Chairman, just for your information, I did visit with Kyrick yesterday, and their air quality hearing won't be ready for March. They're thinking April now.
Okay.
And I think when we do that one, they would probably like an in-person meeting, if they can do it in April.
Yeah. Okay. Mr. Holman, the items you talked about, are they things that could be pushed into April?
Yeah, they could. I think so, although on the Wharf one, I think they would like to get that exchange done probably in March if they could, so.
Okay. Well, we'll get that all figured out and give notice to the board on that meeting and the type of meeting we'll need.
Yeah, and on the Wharf thing, I did tell them that the meeting might get pushed to April, too, so they're aware of that, so.
Okay. All right, any further matters to come before the board this morning? Any further comment? Hearing none, entertain a motion to adjourn.
Hang on, folks.
Motion by Glenn, is there a second? Did you hear the second, Brenda?
Yes, by Sheets.
Okay. All right, moved and seconded. Secretary, call the roll on motion to adjourn.
England?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Carpin?
Aye.
Langeth?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Sheets?
Aye.
And Haig.
Aye. Motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you.